What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
6:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, yesterday, I'm not giving a shovel about this because there's parts of me that understand it. And I admire the passion of the fans. But when I gave the lineup yesterday, people instantly start criticizing who was in the lineup. Someone even said, yay, Mountcastle says no one ever. I said, dude, Ryan Mountcastle is 9 for his last 20 with a double two.
What an idiot.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Ryan Mountcastle has been on fire. Absolutely. You're not watching. You obviously aren't watching. What did Ryan Mountcastle do yesterday? He went 1 for 5 with another RBI.
Yeah,
1 for 5. That's not great, but he had an RBI in the game in which he only scored four runs.
He's been hitting. Man.
He only scored 4. He drove in 1. You have not been. If you don't think Ryan Mountcastle belongs in the lineup, then you haven't been watching the Orioles. Because he has been steady Eddie.
He has.
His spray chart, his last 14 hits, Ed, the spray chart is everywhere from left center to right center. Everywhere.
And he stole home.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Orioles have just been getting it done all the way around. The starting pitching has been great. Yesterday, we almost forgot it because at the end of the game, you know, it was, 11 innings. But Cigano went 5 innings, giving up no earned runs.
Cigano looked good, man.
The run he gave up was unearned.
Yep.
It's because Holiday made an error, extended the inning, and then he had a balk because he stepped off the third time. Which I thought was a great play, by the way, for Wong. Connor Wong. Because I thought he was stealing home. He was right in front of me. I thought he was stealing home. And Cigano did what pitchers are supposed to do in that situation, stepped off.
Yeah.
Well, when you stepped off and the third baseman, Vasquez, was so far from third base, he couldn't cover third.
Yeah.
Because of the defensive alignment. So there was nobody covering third. So that was, instead of you being able to actually pick him off, it was looked at as a step off. And now the runner automatically scores. That was the Boston Red Sox first run. But the Orioles overall, I like this kid Vasquez. I like him. He's not a starter, but he's a guy you can use. Holiday hit 1 for 4 yesterday as well. Gunnar Henderson 1 for 4 again. It just looks like these guys are coming around. The elephant in the room was Westberg was hobbling still yesterday with the ankle. And I think we gave the title General Soreness unjustly to Tyler O'Neill.
Did we?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
That didn't belong to him. That belongs to Tony Mancelino. You know why?
Why?
Because he described Adley Rutschman's pain yesterday as General Soreness.
Did he really?
Yes. And when he said it, I had to fight back my laughter because it was during his press conference. I don't know whether it was before or afterwards when he was just – because he talked – Tony Mancelino, by the way, folks, is probably – communicates more than any manager that I've ever covered. Seriously. Mm-hmm. The conversations you have with him before and after the press conference are more valuable than the press conference. They are. But anyway – he used that term, general soreness, and like I said, I had to fight back my laughter because I thought to myself, okay, that does not belong to Tyler O'Neill. We can't call him general soreness because he didn't name himself that. That belongs to Tony Mancelino because he said, Adley is experiencing general soreness right now.
Sounds so stupid.
Gosh.
General soreness. You're a professional athlete. You're supposed to be sore every day. It's the way it is, man.
Ed.
General soreness.
We're over 50. Yeah. We're generally sore.
Yeah. You know when I was sore? At 4:05 this morning, my body was killing me.
Well, you got
yeah. I was like, figured out how to get out of bed this morning. Every day it's different. Let me throw my legs over the side. Let me push off my left arm.
Exactly. I don't know think about happening. It first.
Yeah.
It's strategic.
Come on.
Ben, let me explain something to you. I'm 54. At my age, if I don't work out, my body's sore. If I work out, my body's sore.
I knew this was going. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
So either way,
yeah,
my body's sore.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym after the show. Right? That's why I'm in these clothes. If my body's sore now, it'll be sore later.
You pick the soreness that you want, because there's a soreness of being out of shape and you don't know what's going to happen. And then there's a soreness of being in shape where you know at least you're in shape. So we live with general soreness. Period.
100%.
Either climb on top and it's a sweat factory, or you climb on top and you got good cardio and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Orioles nonetheless are on a roll. They find themselves 8 games under .500. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to say this until the season's over or did they prove me wrong. Go back to 2022. Before the trade deadline, headed into the trade deadline, the Orioles were under .500. They took off after the trade deadline. You know why? Because roles became defined. New leaders stepped up. Guys started being in the lineup every day. They started being more comfortable. They now find themselves 8 games under .500, and they're playing good baseball after the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Because now roles are being defined. Guy, look, the fans are complaining about the lineup being changed every day. They're not making that complaint anymore, Ed. They're not. The only thing that you complain about now, which you can't control, are injuries. But you don't. Yeah. If you don't have injuries, you know where Holiday is going to hit. You know where Rutschman's going to hit. You know where Gunner's going to hit. You know where Westberg's going to hit. You know where these guys are going to hit. You know where they're going to play. That's a huge. I think this the weight of not knowing. The weight of not having a defined role is gone. I just think these guys are a little bit more comfortable, man.
Yeah, I do. Hope so. He won't have injuries, just have general soreness.
Yes, have him.
I still can't believe he says that.
Yeah, he said.
I'm sorry.
I kind of laugh, which, you know, he has a dry sense of humor, because I asked him also, I said, he said something about the ninth inning. I said, speaking of the ninth inning, in a save situation, who's your guy? He laughed. He said, that's a good question. that's a good question. Meaning, I don't quite know yet, but we'll figure it out. Then he said Geraldo wants it. I know that much. He put Geraldo in, and he wasn't ready.
Well, let me tell you, what was pretty amazing, I must say, was Garcia.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell was that?
Oh, my gosh, Ed.
I was going to text you, but I don't want to bother you. I know you're working. I think I'm watching. I'm like, base is loaded, nobody out.
Yeah.
You bring him in to minimize the damage, basically. Just to keep it to one run.
Exactly.
That's it. Keep it to one run. No. Strike out the side on 12 pitches.
9 swings and misses.
Yes.
You know, as fate would have it, you know who I met before the game in the concessions area? His dad and his wife.
Oh, you're kidding, yeah.
His dad, I'm walking by, and the guy yells my name. I'm looking around. He said, I'm Garcia. He said, I'm Rico's dad. And I'm thinking to myself, I know a Rico, and he's black. So I looked at him like,
I know Uncle Rico.
He said, Rico Garcia. I said, oh, what's going on? Grab one another. He said, he watches the broadcast and all that stuff. Then Rico comes to the game, bases loaded. I'm thinking to myself, I swear to you, I'm thinking, yeah, it's probably not a good day for his dad to be to attend, because right. This is not going to end well. And I think I was pounding on the side of the rail, pissing off Red Sox fans. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was a fun inning. The eighth inning was until the ninth inning came. It's showing it right there on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
310-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is the Colts quarterback situation an example of how desperate NFL teams are for quarterbacks? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, with all the hype and all the excitement, news that we didn't want to hear. Jordan Westberg, Adley Rutschman, out of the lineup again for the Orioles. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.